Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USA Digi. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. I have a slight cold, so my voice may sound a little bit funny. But since this is my first episode, I wanted to give you the basic backstory to get to know me and how I got started with internet marketing. So basically, I got started in marketing with actual offline marketing. So this was after seeing Don LaPree on TV. So if you're into marketing, you may remember his TV infomercials in the early mid-1990s, where he claimed that by placing tiny classified ads in newspapers, he was able to make $50,000 a week in his tiny one-bedroom apartment. So yeah, that's got me started right there. So I bought some of his products and I started placing ads to a product that I had created. Now, I didn't make much on that, but it was a start for me nonetheless. The next guy that I studied under was the legendary Frank Kern. So you may have heard of Frank. I bought his product Instant Internet Empires. You may have heard of that one. And that's how I got started with actual online marketing. I later bought another product, which was a partner deal with Dan Kennedy and Frank, which composed of a huge binder of hundreds of pages of notes from Dan and some CDs with video content from Frank. Now, I don't recall the name of that product, but the content was very useful. The main reason I bought it was to get Frank's videos. You know, I was a big fan of Frank, so I wish I still had access to it because right now I know that product would be very valuable today if I decided to sell it, because I can't find it anywhere online anymore because of its rare. But it was all lost in an apartment fire. That's why I can't get access to it anymore. I used to live in a 4-building complex, and the lady downstairs left a cigarette in a butt container, and there was a sofa down there. And the firefighters later said that the fire started on that sofa. So apparently the wind blew the butt that was still lit onto the sofa, and it caught fire. My complex was burned to the ground, along with one across from ours as well. So 8 families lost their homes that day. I lost everything. I'm glad I had some money saved in the bank because I had to start all over from scratch. Me and my 2 girls, twins, we were at Walmart when this all happened. It really sucked because my kids had just got their lifelike dolls in the mail that they've been waiting for a long time, because it took months to create these dolls. You know, they had these little characteristics that what they did that made them lifelike, and even people at the stores would see them and think they were real babies. So they were really expensive, but they were cool. And I also just got in the mail that day a brand new 17-inch Sony laptop and a backpack with it. And I just started it up. I got it set up and left it on the bed. Then we went to Walmart, and on the way back, I seen smoke coming from within my area. The roads were all blocked off. The cops let us in since we said that we lived there and we needed to get there. So I got to be interviewed on TV, and that was the only cool thing to come out of it. So I quit marketing for a long time because everything that I'd been working on was all gone now, you know? So it was pretty depressing. I didn't get serious marketing again until 2015 and up until this date. Now, there was one part that I forgot to mention because of all of this. After buying Frank's stuff, I started seeing this guy calling himself the Rich Jerk. Now, you may have heard of this guy. And I bought his ebook, and I did learn a lot of cool stuff from that ebook. So I started thinking, okay, what I need was a gimmick, you know, like the Rich Jerk had. So I created the Faceless Guru character. Now, one thing though, I didn't understand at that time what I was doing, and I was doing it wrong. Later, I learned from Frank Kern and Michael Shanney, when I asked them what they thought about this character, they said, why would you do that? Hide your face like that. No one is going to trust you to buy anything from you like that. You need to stop doing this now. And at that time, I was stubborn. That's when Frank Kern had first told me this. He sent me a message, and I didn't stop doing it because I had put so much time and effort spent into this character. I just didn't want to give it up. It wasn't until later Michael told me the same exact thing that Frank had told me, and this was in 2016 after I picked up one of Michael's products that came with some free messaging that I could message him for a full week, and I asked him what he thought about that character. He said the same thing that Frank Kern said. So then I finally realized that, you know what, I need to finally give this character up and just start from scratch, building my own name and branding my face with it so that I could gain some trust from my audience. So my lesson learned here was don't hide your face, and it's okay to build a character, but make sure that he's trustworthy so you can build a relationship with your audience. Now, you can still see my old videos before I changed my branding to start marketing my face with my name on it on YouTube. You could just search Google for The Faceless Guru, or just go on YouTube and search for The Faceless Guru if you wanted to see what that was all about. Now, I did put out a good substantial amount of great content and marketing info under that character. So if you still go and check that out today, it still would be useful information, plus entertaining as well. So, you know, check it out. Give me a like and share if you enjoy that. So pretty much that's where I am today. So I guess the take from this episode can be make sure to get a mentor, guys. Someone that's marketing online, making money already, that can show you the ropes so you don't have to go through all the trial and error yourself. Now, what I would recommend is that you find someone local, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But just go on Facebook if possible, find someone there that's local, that's a marketer already making money, and ask to be their friend. Start asking them questions about marketing stuff, and then later ask them about a mentor program that they may have available. If they do have one and you need to pay them, go ahead and do so. Just make sure they're making more money than you are so that they can actually teach you something, right? So anyway, you know, they don't have to be a huge guru making millions of dollars to get you started. Just someone that has some experience a lot more than you do and that is actually making some real money online. And the best part is, since they are local, if you become real good friends with them and not just a client, you can probably get their, you know, phone number, and you can maybe call them from time to time if you get stuck on anything. So it's nice to be able to talk to someone live, you know what I mean? So that about wraps up this episode, guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rocksmith, and guys, happy marketing.
If this is your first time tuning in, then thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to drop us a review on iTunes. You can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're looking for the latest marketing products, be sure to check us out at ronnierocksmith.com. That's RonnieRocksmith.com. Until the next episode, have a great day and happy marketing.